This is why, guys, this is why when you criticize us, if you tell us we're doing something wrong, it's always the straw that breaks the camel's back. Always, because it's on top of this whole list that the ideal woman has already provided. If you criticize us, if you criticize me, if you're like, guys, this is gonna crack you up, that I would even think this is a criticism. The steak's not as tender as it was the other day. The steak's not as tender as it was the other night. I mean, to me, I have just failed to please you, and my life is in danger. Any criticism, anything that you say, I failed to please you, and therefore you may not save me from the tiger. So I'm already over-criticized and know all the reasons why you already shouldn't save me from the tiger that I'm trying to conceal from you. And now you've given me a clear reason why you definitely shouldn't save me from the tiger. I have displeased you. I have failed to please you. The green beans are too soft. The whatever, you know, you can walk to a house and go, it's stuffy in here. I am fiercely opening windows and spraying sprays and trying to correct it immediately before the tiger eats me. Ladies, raise your hand if you can relate to what I'm talking about. Because otherwise the guys think that I'm just one crazy person. But, I mean, how people interpret this is women really have a self-esteem problem. That's the way that psychologists explain it, right? You know, you have a problem with self-esteem. No, I don't. I'm a girl. I have no esteem. That's aftermarket on a girl. It's not, esteem is not factory installed. On a guy, it is. On a guy, it is. You guys have a very, very strong sense of self. Very strong sense of self from the time you're born, little boy. Very clear about who you are. Your whole life is the unfolding of who you are. We're highly adaptable. That's how we survive. That's how a woman survives, is by being highly adaptable. We will be anything we think we need to be. But the back of the hand is weak sense of self. We lose ourselves like that. And women say this all the time, God, I lost myself in that job. I lost myself in that relationship. I lost myself in my family. Ladies, raise your hand if you relate to this. You lose yourself. Keep your hands up. You want the guys to see this. You're like, look around. We lose ourselves all the time. We have such a weak sense of self. This is why we're so affected by criticism. When a man is criticized, you measure the criticism against yourself. We don't have that. We're overwhelmed by the criticism. Because we are externally motivated. There's two things that make us externally motivated. One is what I just talked about, that we think our life depends upon pleasing you. So we've got to become whatever will please you. The other thing that makes us externally motivated is diffuse awareness. You tell us who I need to be. My environment tells me what I need to do. I don't pick. Can you see it? Your criticism tells me who I need to be. And my environment tells me what I need to do. I don't choose. I don't decide.